Hallelujah. When a child of God is having battle with his father, God, he committed something and God is dealing with him, then you come and join your mouth inside. Then you are adding more to the cry. God will be looking at you. Ah, do you hear? Make it more problematic for the person. Instead of you to console the person, you are holy, Abby, because you think you are better than him, Abby. When he finished settling with his child, then he will talk, hey, where are all those people that during the trials that my son was going through, they were doing all the nyama nyama nonsense. One by one, he will deal with them. My ways are not your ways. Praise the Lord. It is because they are God's own children. It is because they are trying to be Christians. Matthew 18, from verse 1 to verse 7. Matthew 18.
Came the disciples unto Jesus.
Yes.
Saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
They hear what he said.
And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of
heaven.
Now,
see where I am going?
And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me.
Verse 6.
But whoso shall offend...
This is where I am going.
But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea.
Verse 6 again.
But whoso shall offend one of these little ones
that
which believe in me.
Any of these children of God that is converted like a child and is believing you and decides to walk believing God, totally believing and trusting, you hide yourself as a believer and you come and offend, deal with this child, causes him to cry in any form of sorrow, what did he say will happen to that person?
It were better for him.
That is the vengeance.
That the millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea.
Verse 7.
Woe unto the world because of offenses.
We will always face this problem of people attacking us, hating us up and down. But what?
For it must needs be that offenses come.
Yes.
But woe to that man by whom the offense.
These offenses
comes.
Will come, but what is awaiting those who trouble us? He said, woe to them. What you will go through is better that you drown and you drown in the sea than what God will make you to go through. That is why we don't fight for ourselves. No, we don't fight. We don't do that. Praise the Lord. We don't do that. I try by all means as a believer. I try by all means to practice some of these things. But I'm also a human being. And sometimes you just see yourself, you fail. Every one of us. But that you fail once does not mean you have failed completely. The righteous fallen how many times?
Seven times.
But what did he say?
Rise that again.
He will surely rise again.
Right.
It is if you remain there and refuse to rise that becomes problem. Hallelujah. Listen. All of us here, even as I'm talking now, you are imagining the situation between you and somebody. What do you mean I should forgive him? Now listen, the forgiveness there, they are not saying that you should go back and be doing jolly, 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 jolly. No. That's not what it means. We are talking about retaliatory attitude. That is what constitutes unforgiveness. You do something to that person to get back at you. But avoiding the person is not unforgiveness. But what you do to get back at the person is retaliation. That is what God does not want. But sometimes in anger, you react. And there's nothing wrong about being angry. But he said, be ye angry and sin not. That's right. Because anger must have a boundary. The boundary of your anger is retaliation boundary. Okay. You must not retaliate. Anger is a defense. To wave away anything from you. But in the course of it, you give it back so that the person too will feel what you are feeling. That is retaliation. Okay. God is saying you should not. You should forgive. That is the meaning of forgive. I said it before. To forgive is to give way for God to fight. That's the meaning of forgive. Forgiveness. And always remember, I had reason to tell the ministers, all of us that stand at the altar and preach, hallelujah, there are people that are not only listening to what you are saying, they also want to see whether you are a hypocrite preacher. They don't only want to hear what we are preaching, they want to see whether we live by what we preach. That makes you either a true witness or a false witness. And we are supposed, that the Bible says, you, that it says you are removing, trying to remove the moth. One small dot in somebody's eye, and your own eye has a whole big beam. Remove your own first. And that's the reason why Jesus Christ said, don't go and preach yet. Go and tarry in Jerusalem until you receive power. For ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. When a minister is not converted and is a minister, he is like somebody whom is a mad person and you are giving him gun to stand at the checkpoint. It's dangerous. Amen. But also the Bible says, judge nothing before the time. Also, a book is not judged by the cover. Hallelujah. Don't just hear something and conclude. Always listen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me round up with this point. Hallelujah. For allowing God to do his work, he will give you a reward. Hallelujah. That is another interesting aspect. He will not only fight for you, but for allowing him to fight for you, after he will now come back and reward you. That is the God we serve. Matthew chapter 5, verse 46. There's a statement there.
For if you love them which love you, what reward have ye?
Do not again.
For if you love them which love you, what reward have ye?
So there is a reward for it. Do not even the publicans the same. So that means, what is the reward? What is the reward for loving those who hate you? In Proverbs chapter 25, verse 21 and verse 22, he made the same statement there.
If thy enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee.
And you will heap coals of fire upon him, and what will happen?
The Lord shall reward
thee. He will reward you. When Jesus Christ say, I am the way. What he's trying to tell you is, this is how to walk with God. I am the way. That is why you see Apostle Paul to the Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, What is this mind that was in Christ Jesus? It's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 to 23. That is the mind that we must have. That is the mind that was in Christ Jesus.
For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example.
He left us an example. He is the way that you should follow his footsteps. Go on.
Who did no sin?
This is the footstep we are to follow.
Neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not
even
again.
Even he was reviled, did he revile back? No.
When he suffered,
he did not threaten anybody,
but committed himself to him that judges righteously.
Oh yes. Even hanging on the cross, he prayed for his persecutors. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. If they know what they are doing, they will not crucify him. Do you know what they didn't know? They did not know that in crucifying him, glory be to God, they were positioning him for a great glory. Philippians chapter 2, again, from that verse 5. Read it up to verse 11.
For let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus,
yes,
who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death.
Even to the death of the cross, obedience there is that he yielded himself, didn't fight back.
Wherefore, God also at
that is the reward. That is the reward.
God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name.
Oh, glory be to God. Go on.
That the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
The glory of God the Father.
So if they had known what they were doing, that in doing that, he is going to be crowned the King of Kings. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee bowed. It was because he obeyed, even to the death on the cross. For reference purpose, if you read Revelation chapter 7 and verse 9 to 17 now, there were a multitude that were clothed in white. And he said, who are these people? Hallelujah. They were those that came out of great tribulation, suffering all along the ages, suffering for his name's sake. They suffered here. They stood with God. See them in heaven. See them crowned in glory. In Revelation chapter 6, I think that's the fifth seal. What did he say? Let's read it, verse 9.
And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held.
They were slain. What is the reason? It's because of the word of God and the testimony that they held, who they are. They are the Jews.
And they cried with a loud voice saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, does thou not judge and avenge our blood on them?
Because he is the avenger. And what did he say?
And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet.
They are resting in heaven. Until when?
Until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were.
And when will that happen? During the 3.5 years of the Antichrist's reign, known as the Great Tribulation. It's after that, then God will come down and judge the whole earth, known as the day of the Lord. And all these people that suffer for his name's sake, including us, because some of us will fall in this category, you are the one in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4. Revelation 20 verse 4.
And I saw thrones.
You see, that is our reward. That is our reward.
And they sat upon them.
Yes.
And judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not.
You see the various groups. You see for the various groups.
And which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned.
They reigned. They reigned. Years. Hallelujah. They reigned. And he that overcometh What will happen to them? In Revelation chapter 3, praise the Lord. What is the commentary of the angel for this age? Those that will overcome.
Revelation 3 verse 21.
What did he say?
To him that overcometh.
This age, overcome, and to overcome is not easy. To resist the temptation of fighting back takes the grace of God. But if you can overcome that, among other things you shall overcome in this age, what will happen?
Will I grant to sit with me in my throne?
They are the ones in Revelation 20 verse 4.
Even as I also overcame and am set down with my
Father. And the throne of Jesus is here on earth. It is the millennium, 1,000 reign Christ. Each time they deal with you and you allow it to pass through that suffering period, there is a promotion that is waiting for you.
Hallelujah.
Daniel, hallelujah. When he even to the death, he stood his ground. They threw him at the lion's gate then. But God was with him there. When he came out, he became the prime minister. They promoted him above all these persecutors. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three Hebrew children, after they went through, they told somebody who had power over life and death, we will not bow before any image. We know our God will stand for us. But even if he doesn't stand for us, we are ready to die. Ha! And by the time they came out of the furnace of fire, they became governors. They say, oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. The foretaste of what is awaiting, we will have it even from here. Praise the Lord. If they had known that they were pushing Joseph throughout Joseph's problems, you never hear him speak. He never spoke negatively against his brothers that sold him to the Ishmaelites, that tempted to kill him, put him in a pit and covered it, that they sold him to the Ishmaelites. They were selling human beings and they were selling property in a shop. Until finally, he got to the hand at the house of Potiphar, houseboy. The woman accused him falsely. Under that false something, they still threw him to the jail. He did not talk. But after that, Joseph was promoted above Potiphar.
That's right.
I don't know how that woman would have been looking at Joseph. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is always a reward. Always a reward. In the last church I attended, and I'm not without apology, I say it because somebody will go and find out what is the last church he attended so that you will know the story is true. And I'm not maligning them. It is a fact. My body, soul, and spirit with all my finances, I sponsored that ministry. But when I began to refuse to compromise with some of the things they were doing, they thought I was doing it because I had money. They were abusing me at the altar. Every time I was a subject of rubbish me, my image. So I decided to leave the church. I only offered one prayer before the Lord. I will never forget that day. I offered that prayer. I said, Lord, if all I was doing in that ministry was for them to recognize me for anything, let this be my judgment, what they are doing to me. But if I was doing it because I believe I was serving God with what you gave me, then Father, confirm it. I told you that testimony because it was so much. After I finished that prayer, tears were coming out of my eyes. What does this mean? How can these people rubbish me to this level, despite the show of love I showed them? I stepped out, my phone rang. That same evening, my phone rang. And I've told you this testimony before. The former governor, then he was the governor, called me. What are you doing there? In Lagos, come. And all the money that I spent in that place in one day times three contract, He gave it to me. And before you know what, we started this ministry. Three of us. No signboard, nothing. No evangelism, nothing. Three of us thinking people will be entering. Come, how do you know we are here? We did not start church. We were almost 100 adults before we said, Bill has said our church should be this. Before the Lord spoke. And I was ordained a pastor and got the name of the church. There was no name. When you come, we say, how do you know? Some we say it was a dream. Some we say we had music playing. Some we say this because there was no evangelism, no track, nothing. People were coming. And as this church was expanding their own, they were reducing. I don't know whether they are up to 20 now. 25 years after I left them. Who told you God does not reward when you stand with him? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They left. When we started, some of the ministers that started with me, I didn't know they think they were running around me so that they will use my resources and then do whatever they thought they would lead the church. And when I will not allow them to do the nonsense people do with their gifts, they left and they started spreading damaging stories concerning me. About three of them. Known in the end time message circle that it is TB Joshua that gave me power. That nothing I was using is this. That Celeb buried me in a coffin. That all those prophets, I got water, I washed their eyes. That's what they are saying. All manner of damaging. And they all left to start their church. 25 years after, the leader of that group, their members not reach 15. I'm saying this is to the glory of God to let you know, not that I am rejoicing over them, but I'm trying to let you know that I see this is how God fights. That is why I gave you the story of that eagle. I said, the eagle knows who he is. He's a heavenly bird. The one raven will be disturbing him. He will hang there. He'll be choking him. He doesn't bother with it. Focus on what God called you to do. Obey the scriptures. Don't look at the problem. Look at what God is saying concerning the problem. Fly high. As you fly high, you fly high. It will reach a stage that he cannot fight again. He will become weak. He will drop. Then you'll be free. They're calling me all manner of names. In the end time message circle, because, like Olumide says, that I dare to voice the revelation I caught. It's daring because of the risk. You risk losing friends. You risk losing association. And I have lost some of them. And they're busy fighting me. I'm fighting those who are believing what I am saying. And me now, I am already trained to be a warrior. I take the battle to their doors. Hallelujah. The more you fight me, I don't fight you. Oh, I want to practice this scripture the best I can. See, stand on the word of God and he will back you up. That is the truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Why do you think God called David a man after God's own heart? Is he not the one that wrote all those psalms? Is he not the one? Do you know that Saul was looking for him to kill him? Saul was asleep. See him here. He would have taken the sword and cut off his head. He said, lie. I will not touch the Lord's anointing. And he took the sword. And Saul actually woke up and saw, the Lord delivered me to the hand of my enemy. And he still didn't kill me. He was a man after God's own heart. That is the way God wants us to be behave. And there is a story in 2 Kings chapter 6 that brings this out again. We all know the story. And it says, that is when Syria will come to attack Israel. And then they'll be planning their battle plan. Elisha will see it in the spirit and go and tell the king. And when the king will then counter it. So the king of Assyria was thinking that there was a saboteur among them. They said, ah, there is a man there.
There's
a prophet in Israel.
Yes,
do we have any prophet in Israel here? Do we have any? We have. Clap your hands for Jesus. Before they come, God will reveal it. For his children. For his children. Hallelujah. Before he come, we in this church, we have prophets. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So they decided, go and fetch him and bring him. The army said, camp round about the city. And Elisha woke up and said, hey, master, we are finished. But see revelation. Why are you afraid? They that be for us are more than they that be for them. What are you saying? He said, Father, open his eyes. And when he opened his eyes, oh, glory be to God. Open my eyes that I may see. Hey, glimpses of truth thou hast for me. He said, place in my heart the wonderful King. Hey, that shall unclasp and set me free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Read from verse 18, 2 Kings chapter 6. And finish the story. Where I am going to is there.
Verse 17.
Yes.
And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha.
Hallelujah.
And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said,
now listen, oh,
smite these people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said unto them, this is not the way, neither is this the city.
What are you looking for? After he blinding them. Who are you looking for? We are looking for Elisha. They say it's in this city. They said, no, it's not here. Come, let me follow me.
Follow me and I will bring you to the man whom you seek.
The person you are looking for. Come, I will take you to who you are looking for.
But he led them to Samaria.
Took them to Samaria.
And it came to pass when they were coming to Samaria that Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of this man.
Oh yeah, now open their eye now. Let them know where they are.
And the Lord,
may God give us a power like that. That we can turn our enemies like that. Anything. Hey, sit down, you go sit down. Stand up, you go stand up. Close, you go close. Open, you go close. So that you will know that we are not ordinary people. So, but where I am going is still ahead. Read on.
And the Lord opened their eyes and they saw. And behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And the king of Israel said unto Elisha.
Now, the king of Israel, there in Samaria. What did he say? See, enemies. Our enemies are with us. What did he say?
My father, shall I smite them?
Shall I smite them, Elisha? Shall I finish them, kill all of them?
And he answered, thou shalt not smite
this
them.
This is Elisha talking.
Wouldest
the enemy of Elisha, they came to kill him. God delivered them to his hand. Now it's time to kill him. Elisha said, don't kill them. What did he say?
And he answered, thou shalt not smite them. Wouldest thou smite those whom thou hast taken captive with thy sword and with thy bow? Set bread and water before
bring food for them to eat.
That they may eat and drink and go to their master.
That is the spiritual law. That is the spiritual order. Your enemy is already at your mercy. Anybody who hates you is because you are better than them. What you have, they are looking for it. They cannot get it. That is why they are jealous. What did he say?
And he prepared great provision for them. And when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away and they went to their master. So the bands of Syria...
Now, see the effect. See the effect.
So the bands of Syria came no more into the land of Israel.
From that day, the battle stopped. You see how Elisha stopped the battle. Praise the Lord. Are we learning something? Are we learning something? Blessed be the name of the Lord. And there is an instruction that the Lord gave us in the scripture in Proverbs 24. Meditate on that scripture, verse 17 and verse 18. Meditate on it. It's a very difficult thing to fulfill in this age, to obey in this age. What did he say?
Rejoice not when thy enemy falleth.
Again.
Rejoice not when thy enemy falleth.
Again.
Rejoice not when thy enemy falleth.
Uh-huh.
And let not thy heart be glad when he stumbles.
Hey, 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 he don't die. Hey, don't fall. Hey, don't paralyze. Hey. Why should I not rejoice? The person who is tormenting me is. Go ahead.
Lest the Lord see.
If you do that, instead of reward, what will happen?
Lest the Lord see it and it displease him, and it turn away his wrath from him.
Do you know that the battle that God is fighting and then dealing with somebody, and then there is a way you are rejoicing, there is a way you will rejoice over the fall of your enemy, that it becomes the rejoice of retaliation. We will be happy, but there is a way you should show that joy. If not, you will stop the punishment on the person. If you want God to continue dealing with your enemy, while God is dealing with him, be careful with your reaction. That's what the Bible is saying. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And this is the admonishment of Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15 to verse 18. What did he say?
See that don't render evil for evil.
He said, don't render evil for evil unto any man.
But ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men.
What are you to do?
Rejoice evermore.
You are to keep rejoicing.
Pray without ceasing.
You are to keep praying.
In everything,
give
thanks.
Keep praying. Keep praying. In everything, what should you do?
Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ
and
Jesus.
And that was why Jehoshaphat, when they said the enemy was gathering against him and instead of him, and God said the battle belonged to him, you will not fight, I will fight the battle. The Bible said he went to inquire. So what do we do now that God will fight the battle? Just keep praising God.
Hallelujah.
You have to rejoice. Rejoice. Hallelujah. Rejoicing is a form of worship. And in every situation, give thanks. Thank him, because that persecution you are going through is opportunity for a reward. Especially when you know you are not guilty of what you are suffering from. Praise the Lord. Remember, without God, you can do nothing. Why I'm stressing this is because my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Revelation. And without revelation, knowledge, wisdom, hallelujah, nobody can please God. Proverbs chapter 4, from verse 5 to verse 9, is the last admonishment I want to give us today. He said, get wisdom, get understanding of how to walk with God.
Wisdom.
Forget it not. Neither decline. Say, get wisdom and get understanding. Forget it not.
Neither decline.
Uh-huh.
From the words of my mouth.
Uh-huh.
Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom.
Uh-huh.
And with all thy getting,
all that you can get. Get what?
Understanding.
Uh-huh.
Exalt her, and she shall promote thee.
If you keep following wisdom, and wisdom is the spirit, the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Uh-huh.
Exalt her.
And when you do that, exalt her, what will happen?
And she shall promote thee.
Reward. There's a reward in it.
She shall bring you to honor.
She will bring you to honor. Oh, glory be to God.
She shall give to thy head an ornament of grace.
Grace.
A crown of glory shall she deliver to
thee. And the church will say, that's why we are living by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. Can we stand up? Hymn number 24. I'm living by faith. in Jesus' above. Oh yes. Oh yes, Lord. Everybody now. I cannot today what the morrow may bring. If shadow or sunshine or rain. Oh yes. The Lord I know. He rules over everything. And all of my worries may. Oh yes. Obscuring the brightness of life. Oh yes. I'm never alarmed by the overcast skies. Oh, the master looks on the sky. Oh yes. I'm living by faith in Jesus above.
And I'm trusting,
confiding in His great love. Why should I then care though the tempest may blow if Jesus walks close to my side? Oh yes.
Hallelujah.
I'm living by faith in Jesus above and trusting, confiding in His great love.
Hallelujah.
Oh, living by faith
in Jesus
above.
I'm trusting, confiding.
Trusting, confiding in His great love. Faith. Oh, yeah. I'm living by faith. Oh, in Jesus above. Trusting, confiding in His great love. Oh, yes. the kind of exhortation that provoke a lot of questions. It's not easy. Pastor, does it mean that if I have a problem with anybody that's trying to cheat me, I should not take him to the police? There's nothing wrong about you going to the police. But you know what the Bible admonishes us? Amen. There are some fights that you fight unnecessary. Hallelujah. It is not about you going to claim back your property. You must possess your possession through every legal means. We are talking about retaliation. Anybody that collect your property that rightly belongs to you, do everything and collect it. But if he's doing it deliberately to hurt you, amen, leave the battle before the Lord. Leave the battle before the Lord. See, the theme for this exhortation is retaliation. Don't fight to give it back to the person for what he did to you. That is the whole thing. That is all I'm saying here. And another thing, even in the church, there is conflict resolution mechanism where you go to the elders when somebody is hurt you, does anything. You see, you are not to get back at the person, you are still reporting to the elders of the church to settle it. And he said, and when he refuses, keep moving on like that, eventually treat him as a publican. Now, when you say you should treat somebody as a publican, that means treat him as an unbeliever, not as a brother. The theme for this exhortation is allow God to fight your battle. Anybody fighting you, you know, this one has decided to fight me. Father, judge them that fight me. Try it. Don't ask any question. Don't justify anything. Just pray for grace to follow. Because we as human beings, Kai, she's the one that spoiled my relationship with my fiance. Went and spoiled me. Lie. There is, because you don't know your Bible. As he has done it to you, that is what that person will be suffering. Suffering in life. As you would that men should do to you, so do you also to me. It's a law. Anything you give, it will return to you in good measure. Press down, shaking together. You are spoiling relationship, your own too will be spoiled. It is a law. If you have this revelation, the person doing you, thinking he's doing you, now himself too, they do. And above all, we have a God that is a mighty one in battle. He fights our battles for us. So go to the Lord in prayer. Make sure you pray. So, Lord, give me grace to follow this principle. Open your mouth and talk to God, somebody. That's the only thing. We need grace. We need grace for it. I need grace. I need grace. This thing is too hard, though. This thing is too hard, though. I need grace. Oh, yes. I just need grace, that's all. To hand over my battles to you, Lord Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. It's not a prayer point you pray here only. It's a daily prayer point. It's daily. So kneel down to pray, Lord, help me to depend on you, including the battles that are all around me. Mention the name. Just commit it. See what Uncle This is doing to us, Father. Do it, Lord. Praise the Lord. Make sure whatever you do is to, you know, improve love among us. Stop all this gossip. Stop all this malice. Stop all this. It doesn't add anything to you. It doesn't add anything to your life. It doesn't bring a lot to your account. It doesn't improve your beauty. It doesn't increase your wardrobe. And so what are you gaining by finishing another person? And you will not take the person's position when the person is off. So what are you gaining? Nothing. No gain there. Hallelujah.